You know, down in South Texas, we got a little place down there called Camp Howdy, where the likes of Willie West and Billy Bob Bullock and Beauregard Hooligan, Poodle Dog, and all the rest of the gang hide out down there at Camp Howdy. And kind of, this parking lot out here kind of reminded me of Camp Howdy. I was walking out there and I was minding my own business, and this dog nearly jumped through the window of a camper at me, and I looked at him and his eyes were all red and bloodshot. Well, me and Jerry, we were down with Billy Bob, hanging out down at Camp Howdy. Everyone's welcome in Camp Howdy. Just fall on by. Well, we was down there, and it was a full moon, as usual, and we were sitting around in the campfire, kind of surprising ourselves, you know. When we heard this rumbling in the underbrush, and this big dude comes out from the cedar brakes. He's got a beaver skin hat and a leopard skin vest and lizard skin boots and bear skin chaps. He's got endangered species all over his body. He's got red bloodshot rolling eyes like a dog, and dreadlocks hanging down and a beard all twisted into weird looking dreadlocks. And he came up, stood at the edge of the campfire and looked at us. And he fell face down in the campfire. He sucked up all the flames. Spit out a live coal. Blew a big smoke ring. Looked up at us and said, "Oh my God, what are you boys? Hippies?" "Howdy, we're vegetarians." What? You boys, you need to come with me. Fly with the free Mexican Air Force. And learn about the true spiritual sport. Well, dang, when he said spiritual sport, we jumped right up out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent, pulled on our cotton drawstring yogi trousers with the extra flap, slipped into a comfortable pair of them mail order wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes, keep your chi going all day long like Elvis. We were ready for the spiritual sport. And we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across a bean field to an old B-25 bomber that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. We climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat. I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from the underbrush and pulled the blocks out from behind the wheel. And we started rolling down across the bean field in the midnight moonlight. But when we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and smiled my most confident smile and said, "Does this thing fly? What are you, boy? Superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field without the engines running, plummeting down through the darkness. as unto a deep void. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. And he just smiled, handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant cone shape. And the big end was twisted into a fuse. And the fuse was lit. He popped the little end in my mouth. Put the big end in his mouth. And blew, blew, and blew, and blew on it. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for this dimension. He just smiled. And he handed me a bottle filled with a golden elixir. And as I stood staring at the oracular elixir, I noticed there was a little green worm in the bottom of the bottle. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." I did kiss the worm. Right about then, Beauregard looks at me and he goes, "You drive." I grabbed hold of the wheel and pulled back with all my might. A miracle, the right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind. Yeah.